From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The European Union drops its dispute against Washington over Helms-Burton for a price. We ask, will President Clinton be able to deliver on his promise? Critics say a World Bank IMF debt relief plan runs the risk of falling flat on its face. And 10 black candidates contesting Britain's general election out of a total of 2,000. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The European Union has agreed to drop its dispute with the United States over an American law blocking foreign trade in Cuba. The EU will now suspend its appeal to the World Trade Organization, an appeal which claimed the Americans claimed was unlawful. In return, Washington will end its block on visas for businessmen with interests in Cuba. The move was confirmed in Brussels and could bring an end to a damaging trade dispute between the two sides. David Eads reports from Brussels.
For the best part of a year, the European Union has raged at the Americans' Helms-Burton law, which forbids foreign companies from trading with firms once owned by Americans, but which, since 1959, have been seized by the Cuban government. In response to the law, the EU issued countermeasures of its own and took the issue to the World Trade Organization to rule on the legality of the American move. With Washington suggesting strongly it would ignore the WTO ruling, the EU has now agreed to suspend its appeal, provided the United States ends its ban on visas for company executives linked to Cuba. The two sides are also due to seek a common agreement on how best to protect expropriated property and how to avoid similar laws being imposed on foreign companies in the future. A spokesman for the European Commission described the compromise as a sensible solution, a view shared by Washington.